It's noon here in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And this is news that you can use from Carriage for Friday, April 5th, with your host, me. I survived the great quake of April 5th, and my son, Zach. How are you today, handsome?
I'm doing great, Pops. Happy Friday. Again, tune in to Car Edge Electric, 100th episode after today's show with Justice and crew. And yes, there was an earthquake this morning on the East Coast. Hopefully everyone was A-okay. CarEdge.com, today's sponsor. Look at those handsome faces on that website. Wouldn't you want to be like us?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at that bald guy on the left. Yeah. Yeah.
CarEdge.com. If we can help you out, check out the website. We're making updates every single day. The big news today, can't believe it, folks. Automakers are getting desperate, and we're back to Ford. They are just crushing the headlines this week. Ford revives Stair Steps to move 2023 F-150s off dealership lots. Stair Steps have long been derided by dealers who say they're often counterproductive. Others say the strategy can work if implemented appropriately. Pops, what is a Stair Step program, and why is this a sign of automakers and even more desperation?
Stair Step programs are, for instance, Ford has given dealers sales objective numbers to hit for every given month for their F-150s or F-Series pickup trucks. And if they hit 100% of that objective, they get an extra $750 for every 2023 that qualified that they sold. If they hit, I believe it was 120%, they get $1,000 for each car that qualified. And if they hit above 120%, they get $1,500. So what does Stair Steps do? It creates a situation where dealers start, well, discounting the hell out of the vehicle very early on in order to get to the over 120%. Now, whether they actually sell all the cars that are required or whether they report that they sold all the cars that are required and they collect the money. Either way, they're going to do what they need to do. Now, those dealers who actually didn't sell in excess of 120% but reported that they did, well, they'll be handing back some of that money when the audit is done to see if they reported sales accurately. But what essentially it does and why dealers dislike it is it cheapens the brand. It just
Dealers dislike it quite yet. Let's talk about why consumers should like it, Dad. This, like you said, leads to discounts and, quite frankly, leads to the end of month frenzy even more.
Yes. Right?
Like end of month frenzy. Do you have, which brands did you work for that had Stair Step programs?
I've worked for any number of brands that had them. I hate it. I can tell you it literally cheapens the brand. To use the old phrase in the car business, you whore everything out, okay? The customer comes in and you go, well, we got to get to the number. Let's start giving it all away, okay? So it's good for the customer, kills resale values, okay? Absolutely kills the resale values of the vehicles, cheapens the brand itself because everybody at that point knows that the MSRP is so overinflated that nobody's ever going to pay anywhere near that again.
But Pops, haven't we known that? Just like sit on that for a second. You're saying it cheapens the brand. It depreciates the vehicles. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that these vehicles out there, the remaining 2023 F-150, everyone knows they're not worth what dealers are asking for. So who cares, right? I think we should be rejoicing. This level of desperation is great for consumers.
Okay, so rather than make it opaque for the customer, okay, because the customer doesn't know where the dealer's at in reaching its objective, why don't you just say for the month of April, there's an extra $1,500 customer cash rebate that everybody qualifies for. Okay. So that, that way the dealer doesn't have to just play games.
That's what we see Stellantis doing. Nationwide, Stellantis has on many of their vehicles 15% off, right?
Yeah.
Like they do. They absolutely do. The stair step program is to finally enact some change in the dealer behavior. If you're a dealer, you now have economic incentive, which is why everyone makes every decision in life for the most part is economic incentive. How do I take more? Well, now you take more if you hit 120% of your objective, because a $1,500 check is going to be written for every single one of those F-150s that you sell. Dad, let's go to the car search. That qualify. Let's go to the car search. Humor me for a minute here. I'm going to CarEdge.com. I'm going to click on car search. Let's do a quick example. Do you know of a Ford dealer, like a big Ford dealer? Does one come to mind?
Pacifico. I don't know.
Pacifico Ford?
Yeah, in Philadelphia. Right, I don't know if they're big or not. But
look at this. Let's do it though. Look at this, guys. I'm going to go to resources. I'm going to go to dealer reviews. This is a little bit of a convoluted way to do what I'm trying to do, but it works very, very well. Once it loads, got to wait for it to load. Okay, it loaded. I'm going to search over here. You said Pacifico Ford.
Yeah.
You can then click on view inventory. What this does is it takes you to the car search with only that dealer's inventory. So now we're looking at Pacifico Ford's inventory. What I'm going to do, Dad, is I'm going to do Ford. Again, I'm looking at just this one dealership's inventory. They only have 18 F-150s. Let's do new. Do they have a single 2020? Yeah, exactly.
Because those are the ones qualified. Now they get to use the 2024 sales towards their objective that they hit, but they only get paid on the 2023s out of that number that they actually sold.
Here you go. If you're in, where is this, Philadelphia? If you're in Philadelphia, yeah. I hate to break it to you. Don't go to Pacifico Ford to negotiate an all-star slam dunk deal on an F-150. Ford F-150, they only have one 2023 that's eligible, you know, for this $1,500 incentive. Let's find a different Ford dealer. Let's find the Ford dealer, Dad, that has 50 of them.
Go to Mullinax Ford in Florida.
All right, so we're going to resources. We're going to dealer reviews. Again, I know this is a little bit janky. Maybe we'll find a better way to get this information into your hands, but bear with me. It's loading.
It sure is.
Yeah, we do need a better way to get to this. Mullinax Ford.
Yeah.
They got a 5-star review. Let's actually
I'm not going to tell you why, but the reason they do is the advertised price is the price you can actually buy it for.
C dealer inventory. Here we go. They've got 3,000 cars in inventory. Let's do the same thing again.
No,
Ford.
I don't think so.
F-150. I believe it, Dad. They're huge.
Year.
2023. Boom. Here you go, gang. You want to go get a deal? Find the Ford dealer out there that has two. And then you know what you do? Instead of sorting it by distance nearest, days on market oldest. Here you go, gang. Because this Ford dealer, let's put this into perspective, Dad. This Ford dealer, what do you think their objective is?
From Ford,
the stair. What was that?
It's high. It'll be big.
They have a big number. Mullinax Ford has 229 2023 Ford F-150 new for sale on their lot. And we know from Ford that if they were to hit over 120% of their objective, they would get paid $1,500 for each of those 2023s they sold. What do you think their objective is? 100 this month? 200 this month? 150? What do you think the number is? 50?
They have 200 and how many?
229.
I think their objective's 90.
If their objective's 90, everyone and their brother go to Mullinax Ford on the last day of the month. Don't everyone at the same time. But I mean, they're going to be, I'm not going to reuse the words you used earlier in the show, but they're going to be trying to sell these things like crazy because they're going to have, could be upwards of $100,000 on the line, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
If they
absolutely
can move inventory.
If they hit 120% and they were to sell 100 of those, they hit 121%. That's $150,000. Okay. So yeah, theirs is a one. Here's the difference. Theirs is a one price store. So this is just a guess that they're going to look at it as if they're going to collect that $1,500 per car. And they are going to price their cars from Jump Street, April 1st, at as if they've hit that objective. That's what they're going to do. And that's what many dealers do.
Yeah, what? Nah. The only reason I'm getting caught up in that, Dad, is because I don't want you to disincentivize people from trying. Who cares if they say they're a one-price dealer? They might not be on the last day of the month if they still got 229 sitting around.
You know, there are some stores that live by their word. Not a lot of stores, but there are some stores, okay? So I'm telling you how a dealership like that would operate. They're operating under the assumption that they're going to hit 121% of their objective, and they're going to price every one of their trucks as if they've done that. Now, other dealers that don't operate in that manner, yes, towards the end of the month, if I were a customer, I would go in. Okay,
let's experiment with one of these. I'm gonna as you're doing this, I'm gonna pull up Ted Britt.
I would go in around, I don't know, the 20th, 25th of the month, and I'd say, just out of curiosity, where are you at on your objective from Ford that they set for you? Are you at 100%? Are you between 100 and 120%? Have you hit 121% or higher yet? I'm here to help you do that. How can you help me? So, but only informed customers can do that. Customers have to know what's going on out there.
Ted Britt of Chantilly has 24 2023 Ford F-150s on their lot. Supposedly this one only for 32 days. That's shocking to me. 391 days, that makes a bit more sense. But
it shouldn't be shocking. Ford is still shipping the 2023s.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that. David says, look up Bizarre Ford. All right, let's do another one. Let's do one more Ford. It's the number three in the world. Yeah, you're right. Holy cow, I forgot. Ford is still shipping 2023 brand new F-150s to their dealers.
Yeah. So, you know, to have some that are only 30 days old wouldn't be surprising at all.
All right. Let's take a quick peek at Bizarre Ford. They've got, yep, I'm looking at 2023s. They've got 139. I mean, and 204, 205 days on the lot. I mean, this is the type of information you need. Knowing now what we know, which is there are four figures worth of money on the line if they hit their target.
Yes. And trust me, every dealer is going to do whatever they can to hit their target. There is a radio broadcast called An American Life, or This American Life.
This American Life.
I forget the name of the gentleman that does, but they did one, I don't know, probably 10, 12 years ago, about a Chrysler dealership trying to hit their sales objectives so that they could collect all the money from Chrysler at that time. Listen to it, because it is a real slice of what goes on in a dealership at the end of a month when dealers are trying to hit sales objectives and the type of deals that customers can get at the end of the month that they wouldn't be able to get at the beginning of a month. Unless you worked for me and we said, we're going to treat every day like it's the last day of the month. And whatever deals we would make on the last day of the month, we would also make on the first day of a month.
Definitely. However, most of the industry is conditioned to operate in that antiquated way. I will say we're seeing really good deals come in, you know, day in and day out early in April. So we are seeing it happen. Yes. I will simply say that, you know, automakers bringing back stair-step programs is a definite demonstration of desperation. And to kind of further that, here's a headline from Automotive News from 2021.
Yes.
Its official Nissan stair-step scheme is dead. The quote, stair-step dealer volume bonus program had been a thorn in the dealer body for a decade and a failure at meeting its market share objective. So to see Ford go back to this tactic is a pretty big deal, because when Nissan stepped away, no pun intended, from their stair-step program, that was kind of celebrated by dealer bodies. And, you know, savvy consumers could no longer take advantage of that. But to see Ford pull this tactic out of the bag, it's big. It's big. Yeah. I really think desperation is the appropriate word for what we're seeing happen in the industry.
And my guess would be, that if you polled all the Ford dealers, the majority of them would be against it. They hate it. They hate what it does to the product. They hate how it devalues the product. They hate how it makes them approach the sale of each product to assume that you're going to hit your objectives so that you can you know that you're going to get that money. Dealers hate it. They would much rather see Ford just put the money on the hood of the car and say, come on in, folks, instead of a $3,000 customer incentive this month, it's $4,500. They would rather that than a stair step program. Because if Ford is prepared to spend up to $1,500 per 2023 F-Series pickup truck sold, then just do it from Jump Street.
Scary thing is, Ford is offering 1.9% financing for 72 months on 2023 F-150. So they're already subsidizing it significantly on the consumer side. Now, the extra lever on the dealer side to incentivize the dealers to be more aggressive in their discounting is obviously the stair-step program. Put you on the spot, Dad, and the chat. Take a guess. How many new 2023 vehicles are for sale nationwide? New. No brand, just new 2023 for sale nationwide. I'm finding this data back on the CarEdge car search, caredge.com, 100% free to use the car search. How many new 2023 vehicles do you think are out there?
83,000.
Let's get a few guesses in the chat. The next question, the follow-up question to that will be, how many of those do you think are Fords? So we've got a few guesses here. David saying 15,000. Jake saying 400,000. Pops said there's 83,000. Mike saying there's only 2,000 2023s. Steve saying 200,000. What do you think, Dad? So you said 83,000 new cars for sale or 2023s nationwide.
Yes.
How many of those are Fords?
35,000.
All right. So you're saying a significant portion.
Yeah.
But 83.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, somebody wanted to know if I felt the earthquake here in my apartment. I did indeed when it happened. Yes. Yes.
All right. And, let me tell you.
I survived so that I could do this show.
You're about to feel another earthquake. You ready?
Yeah.
Total 2023 new vehicles for sale nationwide. What's that say?
That only says 327,692 matches nationwide. That's crazy.
Change the make to Ford?
Yeah. Oh, I don't believe that for a second.
110,000 of the vehicles out there for Ford are new 2023s.
So you're telling me that one-third of all the 2023s that are out there, What's Ram?
12,547.
Okay.
Chevrolet is 18,000. Dodge is 44,000.
Some of these numbers are, wait for it, inconceivable to me. Just absolutely inconceivable. Especially, I guarantee, if you could break it down just by Penske dealerships, Penske, because as you know, Mr. Penske, come January 1st, does not want to see any, January 1st, 2024, Roger did not want to see any 2023s still in his dealer's inventory. So that was always a big thing to make sure that the current model year cars were gone before January 1st. Now, if Penske owns a Ford dealership and Ford's still shipping them 2023s, that would probably explain why Roger doesn't use a Ford engine in his Indy cars.
we've got here from Fish. Thank you, Fish, for the kind contribution.
Thank,
Thanks to you guys, I sold my car this week to CarMax and was able to get top dollar for it before the prices started to drop. Cheers and happy Friday. Congratulations. We've got maybe another week, maybe 2 weeks tops of wholesale used car values being high, being inflated relative to what's going to happen. It's seasonality in the auto industry. Great time to sell a car. Totally a great time to sell a car, especially if you have one, you know, that you can move on from. Now is the time to be thinking about. Selling it. Yeah, man, I was blown away when I saw the stair-step program news this morning. And then you dig into the data and you can't be. Think about it, man. Let's do one more little experiment here. So yes, you said Ford has 110,000. This is not F-150s. This is all Fords. Yeah, 110,000 2023s. Sure. Yeah. Look at this. Let's change the year. Let's just do 2024. I mean, they've got 288,000 new 2024s, and they've got 110,000 new 2023s. No wonder they've introduced the stair step program for the 2023s. You mentioned Ram before. What was Ram? It was like 18,000?
12,000, you said.
Okay. Well, they've got 100,000 2024s. So it's like, let's do Chevy. Chevy was 18,000 on 2023s. Oh my gosh. Chevy's got 266,000 new 2024s and 18,000 new 2023s. Ford.
So what are you
has
saying?
110,000 new 2023s and 280,000 new 2024s. Like, Ford is behind, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what the good news is, though? Every one of those will be available in a hybrid by the end of the decade.
From Matthew Hoskin. I'll pay $10,000 for a new Expedition 4x4 cash in hand. End of the month, man. You got a chance going in with that. Last day of the year, they might take 10 grand.
Yeah, but it very well might be a Matchbox car. And not a real one. Yeah.
All right, Dad, another big news story today to end the week. We've been talking about it in bits and pieces, but it's in the automotive news this morning. Tesla hikes discounts as EVs pile up. Tesla is offering bigger deals after producing 46,561 more vehicles than it delivered in Q1, adding more EVs to inventory than ever before. Interesting dynamic for Tesla is they can't just offload them to their dealers like we see Ford and Toyota and all the OEMs do. They're sitting on a bunch of cars, 43,000 of them evidently, that are just sitting around now. So interesting to see even more price compression in the EV market.
Wonder what their floor plan costs are. I'm just guessing that they don't own them. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but so, you know, what are they going to do? How are they going to move the needle on those Teslas? And they're going to lower the prices. That's how they move the needle. They've done it. They've been doing it for 18 months, 24 months. You know, they want to maintain their market share. They figured out how you do that. You underprice everybody else. You undercut everyone else in price. So my suspicion would be that you'll see some price reductions on those new Teslas that are sitting there, which will further erode the value of the pre-owned ones. I mean, what was it? Yesterday, Igor said he was able to buy... what was it, 2019
Model 3
long range for less than 11 grand. That's crazy. But there you have it. You probably couldn't buy a 2019 Honda Civic with 40 some thousand miles on it for that kind of money.
No.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, it is fascinating to see that we're seeing price cuts happen pretty much across the entire auto industry. This is not Tesla specific. It's not Ford specific. Dad had one of our Toyota dealers that we work with reach out to me this morning and say, you know what? We need to have our biggest month ever. We have a ton of cars. We're dropping prices. That's a Toyota dealer. I mean, so it's happening. It's happening.
There's only one way car dealers know how to operate when they want to sell stuff. They lower the price. You know, as inventory builds up, they lower the price. I know, except in your neighborhood. I get it. But ultimately, they lower the price. That's how you move product.
Question for you, Igor mentioned in the chat. How many new 2022s do you think Ford has on dealer lots nationwide?
Oh, that can only be a couple thousand.
Couple thousand?
Yeah.
You want to lock in that answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer. 2,112.
3,091.
You know, okay. There you have it. I was off again, ladies and gentlemen, trying to give Ford dealers more credit than they deserve.
Look at that. They're a third, because this is now all brands. They're a third of all new 2022s out there in dealer inventory, and they're a third of all new 2023s out there in dealer inventory. And that's just going to put even more. Every month that goes by, there's just more pressure on Ford to move those, because we're getting to 2025s coming out.
Well, and here's the sad reality. There's no money from Ford on those vehicles at this point. Okay. All incentive money ended on those a long time ago. They're not, so it's up to the dealers to move them. And any dealer
What happens to unsold new cars, man? That was like the first YouTube video you ever did, but like that's what I'm sitting here pondering.
Yeah. Well, some of them will go to the auction. And the dealers will just lick their wounds. But it's shame on the dealers for not having moved them. You can't sit on this. It's not an Enzo Ferrari. Okay. It's not like you can sit on it and expect it to go up in value. It's a flipping Ford. Okay. It's not going up in value. It is dramatically going down in value. And more than likely, with any luck at all on those ones that have been sitting around as long as they have, all of the recalls might have been completed by the time you purchased them.
Yeah, you won't have to worry as much about that. There is a benefit there from Kevin. Kevin, thank you. Hey, Ray and Zach, love your content. What is a good price to negotiate for this 2023 Honda Passport Trail Sport? Current price is $39,000. I'm going to need your help here, Pops. Can you read out that VIN for me?
Yes, it is 5FNYF8H6PB005423.
All right, folks, give me one quick second here. I'm entering that into the Car Edge car search. You can click on make, model, or VIN. I entered the VIN. I'm going to hit enter. Here we go. We've got a target discount on this vehicle of about $2,000.
$2,000.
400 days on the market, 135 days supply. Let's see on the price history. Dealer's been all, interesting. Maybe some data quality issues coming through because new and then used and then certified. Although it did say they've had it for 400 days. So I wonder.
Was it? Was it perhaps a retired service loaner of some kind?
Let's go ahead and look on the dealer website.
Curious as to why a new car would suddenly become a certified pre-owned car.
201 miles on it.
Interesting.
And yeah, it's certified. Wow, strange. Yeah, certified pre-owned.
Maybe they thought they could get more for it that way because now it actually has a longer warranty than the brand new one would.
Fascinating. So how are you thinking about... So they're advertising it at $38,845. We're saying shoot for $37,667. How are you thinking about this, Dad? Like, what do you think a reasonable... So let's try and help Kevin out real quick. Like, what do we think a good price would be on a new but then became recently certified pre-owned Honda Passport Trail Sport?
Plug it into our sell your car widget. That's what you keep me for.
And let me copy that then. Give me one second. I have it in the other tab. Bear with me. Oh, we got it right there.
Yeah, let's see what other dealers might pay for it.
And this was in, it looked like the Chicagoland. Yeah, so I give me one second.
Was it Chicago?
Yeah, I got to get a zip code. Give me one second.
Well, what was their zip code?
There we go. Clean title. Yeah. Yeah. So we're using caredge.com/sell to get cash offers for this vehicle so that we can then see pretty much what its actual cash value is.
Well, what some other dealer might pay for it.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Again, the dealer's asking $38,000 and some change. Drum roll, please.
Oh, I'm just drinking coffee.
$32,500, pops.
So as a used car now, of course, it's Honda certified. So, you know, what's that going to sell? For? If somebody buys it for $32,500, are they going to put it out? $35,995? Of course, if it's Car Gurus, they won't be able to do a Honda certification. So, you know, 37, 36, 5-ish, something like that, perhaps, with the Honda certification.
You're pretty close to what our algorithm has, so I'll give it a good to go. Yeah, I'd be shooting for another $1,000, $1,500 off Matthew Hoskin. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Paying $5,000 for that 2022 Ford Expedition. We've got here Dan from Cloepo. Cloepo here. What is the scoop on the Car Edge event? Oh man, Cloepo, what'd you do here? Who knows? Maybe we'll have a live show in person one of these days. Nothing currently planned, Cloepo, but thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, thank you for embarrassing my son live on the air.
Then we've got from James here. James, really appreciate the very thoughtful contribution. Elon Musk is not an environmentalist. He is a capitalist and understands supply and demand, and especially price. Tesla knows to increase demand, lowering the price works, just like Ray says, lower the price and move the metal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he is.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're lowering the price and they're moving the metal.
I'm pretty sure that's how one becomes the richest person in the world. It's not necessarily because he's an environmentalist. It's because he's a capitalist. Yes.
Definitely. Then, Dad, we had a very thoughtful contribution come here from Jalil. Thank you, Jalil. I'm looking for your comment about your Genesis. Give me a quick second here. I will find it, and we will pull it up on the screen so we can get Pops' take. But where did it go?
I don't know, wait, honey. For it.
I'm looking. Bear with me. Jalil, where'd your comment go? Here it is.
There it is.
Hey, Zach, I sent you an email. When you have some time, could you get back to me? I'm looking to purchase a used 2023 Genesis G70. They are trying to charge a Genesis certified fee of nearly $2,000. What are your thoughts? I'll let Pops go on this.
Well, my thoughts are that whatever Genesis certification fees are, they should already be built into the asking price, and they should not be above and beyond what the asking price is. So it seems to me that dealer is, well, disingenuous and at best, and I don't know that I would reward them with my business for utilizing deceptive sales practices. That's just me.
That's a good take. All right, folks, we'll be live in about 10 minutes over on the Car Edge Electric channel, the 100th show over there. Happy Friday to you, Pops. I'll look forward to seeing you in literally 12 minutes. And happy Friday to everyone who tuned in here. We'll be back on Monday. We'll do a show tomorrow night too over on the main channel, which will be quite fun.
Yay! We're doing a show tomorrow night. Yeah! Oh, I got something to do on Saturday night now. And yes,
you do.
We survived. I did. I don't know if Zach felt anything in Washington, but I felt my building sway this morning for about 3 seconds. And it was like, okay, a little bit of an earthquake. No big deal. What?
Congrats. Congrats on surviving the earthquake.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I told your sister I'm going to get a t-shirt that says I survived the great quake of 2024. And she said it's early in the year, Rob. I should wait.
Get the t-shirt. I love you. I'll see you in 10.
Okie doke. Love you too. Thank you, everybody.